There are mixed reactions to the latest report on the state of the church. This summer means less food for kids in Haiti, and a ministry is erecting a bridge to the future for children in India. But they need more builders. We'll share the details of these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. If you follow religious freedom issues, you're already aware of the connection between government restrictions on religious freedom and countries prone toward religious persecution. That's backed by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life and cited in the 2013 International Religious Freedom Report. No surprises there, but Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyr USA says,
the disappointing thing is some of the countries that were left off. When you're singling out religious freedom abuses, how do you leave out Egypt? How do you leave out Nigeria? How do you leave out Pakistan?
The U.S. hasn't made countries of particular concern designation since 2011. Sanctions on current CPCs expire in August. What's this mean for the gospel? Probably a stronger church. Nettleton agrees.
We can be confident that the Lord is at work and the gospel is on the move. The reality, though, is we'd love to see more protection for Christians in these countries.
So what? We all need to respond in prayer. Next, Haitian kids going to summer school won't get school meals, at least not through the United Nations World Food Program. Why? For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart explains.
It's a need that they have seen that they don't have the funding to begin to fulfill.
6.5 million Haitians face hunger this summer, and kids are especially vulnerable. If the WFP gets funding for summer school food in Haiti, they want it to be stocked by Haitian farmers and grow the economy.
I think that's going to be Haiti's answer. We've got to get the children in the fields taking pride in the fact that they're helping to feed themselves and helping to feed their country.
For Haiti with Love is a food program in their burn clinic. They minister Christ's healing and treat a lot of kids with burns. But nutrition is also important.
Because they can't heal unless they're getting nutritionally balanced food. So if they are not in a home structure that can provide adequate nutritional food for them, they're automatically put on our food program.
This is Mission Network News. When relief and development groups step in and meet the physical and spiritual needs of communities, lives change. But what happens when the groups leave? For example, Food for the Hungry ran a child health program in Bolivia from 2002 to 2008. According to a recent study, health improvements started during this program are still happening today. See our website for details. Pray that as they learn about Christ, families will turn to salvation. Next, 4 years ago, I Am Second, a ministry of E3 Partners, launched a unique website. It features videos of actors, athletes, musicians, and even your next-door neighbor telling their story of their need for Christ. Earlier this year, Yo Soy Segundo, or I Am Second in Spanish, had an incredible launch with journalist and TV personality Mirka Delanos, says the ministry's director, Oscar Castillo.
We came up with about 36 million media impressions within the first 48 hours. That just goes to show you the power of media today.
Today, Yo Soy Segundo has 3 Spanish films and 22 subtitled films. Spain is the home of the next film. Who is it?
If you are a soccer lover, you know who this guy is. I can't really just divulge the name. He plays in Madrid. He knew about I Am Second and was willing to give his story there and talk about it.
And more people live in India than any other country in the world except China. Gospel for Asia is equipping tomorrow's leaders in this growing nation. Over 400 Bridge of Hope students gathered at one event to focus on their future. Speeches from GFA's KP Yohannan took a look at future career growth and how to influence society for Christ. Learn how you can sponsor a Bridge of Hope child at our website. Pray India's youth will fulfill the Great Commission. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. With your best gift, M&M will send you a copy of the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World, a helpful prayer guide that will help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins July 9th. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.